Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, counting you down on a Friday afternoon, taking you into your Friday evening. We are leading you into Cleveland Indians baseball tonight. Indians are back home for a brief three-game homestand as they take on the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Our coverage begins at 6:37 with Indians warm-up with Jim Rosenhaus and Tom Hamilton. And speaking of, Jim Rosenhaus joins us right now. And all of Rosie's appearances are brought to you by Erie Burger Company and the Avon Lake Town Center right off of Walker Road. Rosie, great to have you back. How are you?
Doing well, Bill.
I'm sure it's great to be back home, although that was a very successful roadie for the Indians, sweeping the Cincinnati Reds and taking two out of three over the Chicago White Sox as well. Obviously, a lot of things working well for the Tribe, a five-game winning streak right now. In your mind, what was working particularly well for the Indians on that roadie?
You know, I think once I got past that first game in Chicago, offensively, they really had it cranking pretty good, and it always helps when you score a bunch of runs, takes the pressure off, and look, the good starting pitching has been there so often this season, and that always makes it a lot easier in the chance that the offense isn't working well. But they got a lot of contributions from a lot of different players offensively, and that's always a big key. So they're battling through. They have some injuries that they're dealing with, but I think a characteristic of Terry Francona's teams is when there is someone who goes down, it opens up an opportunity for others, and they've taken advantage of that.
Rosie, let's stick with that for just a moment here, because I think obviously the biggest injury that went down during the roadie was the injury sustained by Trevor Bauer. The remarkable season that he is having, nobody wants to see that. And obviously his injury is going to bring up a certain set of complications, because while he's not gone for the remainder of the year, by the time he comes back, we don't know how much time is going to be left in the regular season, and because of that, we don't know how much time he's going to have to get back on the right track. But I thought it was interesting, listening to you and Hammy the other night. Hammy had mentioned, boy, if ever there was a guy to keep his arm in good shape and be ready to rock and roll when called upon, it would be Trevor Bauer. Just wanted to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on that, on how he might be different, and he might be the exception to that rule.
Well, you know what, Bully? He does so much work on the side between starts in terms of arm care and mechanics and things like that. Now, obviously, from the mechanics standpoint, it's going to be tricky because he's not going to be able to go through his entire throwing motion. But I think arm care-wise, he may be able to do quite a bit just with the weighted balls and the straps and all these different gadgets and gizmos that he uses to keep his arm to the point where he can go out and throw a million pitches and want to throw a million more in a start. So I think from that standpoint, you know, there may be some things he can do from his knees instead of, you know, the entire motion where the injury to his lower leg would be impacted. And, you know, I don't know that everybody on the staff does that. It's not for everybody what he does, but it works for him. And it may come in handy this time around as he tries to come back quickly from injury.
Any idea as to when he is going to come back? I know this is a little bit tricky because it's still kind of early in the process, but is the expectation that he could be able to come back maybe that third week of September?
You know, and nobody has really said yet. I think we'll learn a lot more today because they were working through some things earlier in the week and then yesterday. So, just that whenever it was asked, Tito or Chris Antonetti, they just don't know because they don't have all the information yet. But they may have more today, and we could get a better idea at some point today.
Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie, just want to spend a quick second on Leonis Martin. Boy, what an awful situation. And obviously, boy, this thing just came down so quickly at the end of last week. And you know, I know the guys have written, you know, his initials and his number on their hat, and I know they're certainly rallying behind him. But, boy, you know, what an awful situation. And I know that it was mentioned on Monday that, you know, his progress is not going to be measured in days. It'll be measured in weeks. But, boy, I know this is the kind of thing no team ever wants to go through. But it can also be the kind of thing that can kind of rally the guys together a bit.
Well, and, I mean, they're really just hoping that he gets healthy from a – you know, not even from a baseball standpoint, just that he's feeling okay and can get back to living normally, because, I mean, he's still in the hospital. And that's obviously a, a tough stretch for him, but it does sound like he gets a little bit better each day, and he's past the worst of it. And it sounded like the worst was really, really serious. And I think that's what has concerned the players the most. So, yeah, I mean, when you say days and not weeks, I think the baseball end of it for this season, they're not even talking about that at all. So I don't see him being a factor down the stretch. But, you know, a tough deal, and it's something, again, that they'll work through. And you know, whoever gets those opportunities right now, it's been Greg Allen. It's a great opportunity for them. And in the meantime, they certainly keep Leonis and his family in their prayers.
And as you alluded to earlier, Rosie, look, when these things happen, opportunities open up for other guys. You just mentioned Greg Allen, and certainly a guy that's playing pretty well. He's been up and down throughout the course of the season. He's had his highs. He's had his lows. No question about that. Rosie, as you've had a chance to kind of study him now for a good chunk of this season, what are some of the things that you see about him that have really stood out to you throughout the course of the 2018 season?
Well, each time he's come back, and this is his fifth time, he gets a little bit more comfortable at the plate and seems to be able to stay away from the long stretches without doing much offensively. I mean, he's been a really good contributor, you know, just here and there, a base hit here, a key base hit. He had a game-winning RBI base hit on the last road trip and also scored a winning run before the team left. So a lot of little stuff he's doing offensively is good. He's yet to be caught stealing. So the stolen bases are there. It's just that, you know, a lot of the little stuff that'll help this team win ball games. And I don't know, is he the answer all the way into the postseason? I'm not sure. I'm sure the Indians are looking for maybe someone more experienced. But in the meantime, he's showing that each time he comes up here, he's learned something, worked on it down in the minor leagues if he has to go back, and is a better player for it as the season has gone along, and that's really encouraging.
No question about that. I think the play in right field of Melky Cabrera has also been very encouraging. I know, Rosie, we've talked about him a couple of times when we have Jan, and it's encouraging to see not only what he does on the field. I know you have a chance to kind of see the impact that he has on those guys in the clubhouse as well on a daily basis, a guy that's kind of been through this process before. I mean, I really got the impression that Terry Francona and company were very relieved to see that he cleared waivers. They were able to get him again when they designated him for assignment earlier in the year. Boy, and his numbers have certainly improved the second time through. You get the impression that here in August now, even though he didn't have his spring training, that here in August he's really beginning to get comfortable?
Absolutely. And you know, I know Tito really had a hard time when they just got caught up with everyone coming back from those injuries early in the season when they had to let him go for a little bit. I know that was a struggle for him because he really liked what he was doing. And for them to get that second chance with him, and he looks at it as a second chance too, it's been a kind of a win-win for both sides. And here he is. You know, he doesn't have a full season under his belt, so he might be stronger down the stretch. He's really starting to swing the bat well and kind of doing what he did a year ago, which is what I think Tito and the coaching staff expected from him. He had a good season a year ago, and he's starting to put together that again. And they just like when he comes to the plate, he gives himself a chance to have success. He might not get a base hit. It might not work out. But he gets himself in good hitters' count somehow, and just he has quality at-bats, and they really like that from him.
Well, and of course, he had a sensational at-bat, the game-winning two-run homer a couple nights ago against the Cincinnati Reds as the Indians were able to pull off the sweep and come home with the Ohio Cup. Again, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie, the bullpen has been terrific, and I think evidence of that, you take a look at that finale against the Reds back on Wednesday night. And, you know, look, not every situation is going to be a clean 1-2-3 inning. Every now and again, it's going to be adventurous. What an adventurous ninth inning for Brad Hand. I mean, Billy Hamilton, the fastest guy in baseball, gets on to start the inning. That's followed by a ground rule double. And as I'm listening to the game, I'm thinking, oh, boy, I mean, extra innings seems like it would be a moral victory at this point in the game. And then somehow, some way, Brad Hand just works his way out of that jam. This bullpen has been really, really fun to watch, Rosie. Boy, going back to that July 13th trade, it's just a different unit, and all of a sudden it looks like this unit has really become a strength, which is saying a lot because a lot of our conversations back in May, they were dominated by how this bullpen had really become a weakness, and it was beginning to some degree, affect the starting rotation.
Well, yeah, and what it's done now is it's allowed Carl Willis, the pitching coach, and Terry Francona to not push their starters as far into games. You know, they can get them out of there at a reasonable time, especially with what they're looking forward to in the postseason. But it has been better, and it was getting a little bit better even before the trade, but now you add Brad Hand to the back of the pen. It's allowed Cody Allen to move around a little bit, and I think that's been good for him, not necessarily to close every game. He's had some good success coming in a little bit earlier in games, and it looks like Andrew Miller's on a good path too. So it does look like it's becoming a strength once again as it was a year ago.
And, of course, to swing back around to the starting rotation here as well, I mean, look, Corey Kluber certainly appears as though he's returning to form after his injury. He's beginning to look like the guy we're used to seeing the last couple of years. And Carlos Carrasco, Rosie, to some degree, I think, gets looked past a little bit. Maybe not here in Cleveland, but on a national level, he has pitched exceptionally well also. It's to the point now where, you know, the rotation looks really, really good. The bullpen looks really, really good. Rosie, not a lot of folks outside of Cleveland are talking about the Indians, but you know, this is a team that looks like it is ready to rock and roll come postseason time, but we're 6 weeks away from the finish line. And this weekend, obviously, they're taking on a team in the Baltimore Orioles, really down on their luck, having a very, very difficult season. Well, what are some things that you'll be looking forward to with this weekend series against the Orioles?
You know what? It's hard to say, Bull. I mean, you know, you go in to every series. You know, I think the team looks that they're just trying to win each game. Obviously, Baltimore's had an awful season, and you would think the Indians could come out of here with a series win, if not a sweep. But, you know, sometimes those are the series that kind of sneak up on you. But I think for the Indians, they're just going out and trying to continue to play good baseball. And they feel that if they do that, no matter who they play, that they have a real good chance to win. And I think you'll see that again this weekend.
Well, and one of the teams they may have to go through if they'd like to get to the World Series could be waiting in the wings on Monday through next Thursday in the Boston Red Sox. I know we don't want to look too far ahead, but before we speak again next Friday, you know, the Indians will have a four-game series in Fenway. And I know that's an opportunity for the fans, if nothing else, to take a look and say, you know, if you're looking for a measuring stick to see what this current Indians team looks like against some of the best, well, it doesn't get a whole lot better than the Boston Red Sox in the way they've played this year. And again, I know the Indians brass will not look past the Orioles this weekend, but there's a very, very exciting series looming at the beginning of next week.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, and it's okay. I think, especially from our perspective as fans, I mean, those are the kind of series you really look forward to. And will it mean anything if they do meet in the postseason? I don't think so. Not much at all. But you know, from the standpoint, you know, for scouting purposes, certainly, you know, along those lines, I'll have a better feel for what different players and pitchers are doing. But just from the excitement level standpoint, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I think the Red Sox are looking forward to it, too. You know, unfortunately, in the American League this year, it's really top-heavy. There's three or four teams that are having great seasons, and then there's a lot of teams that are really struggling. So you have a lot of series where, like, the Indians are facing this weekend against the Baltimore club where, you know, they'll really need to focus the Indians to make sure that they play the good baseball, because on paper, the Orioles are a mess. There's no other way to put it. And there's a lot of teams in that boat where you're just trying to make sure you play good baseball against the team that's having a bad year. And there's a lot of those teams, but not next week. Next week will be, you know, two really good teams going at it, and it should be a lot of fun.
No question about that. Well, Rosie, this is always a lot of fun. We know you're busy, so we always appreciate the time. Glad to have you guys back home. Enjoy the weekend series, and we'll do this again next week.
Okay, Andy, thanks.
Thank you, Rosie. Again, Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rosie's appearances are brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center on Walker Road. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Steve Bailey and I will return after this on AM 930 WEOL.